Mic check, mic check. We coming in hot, baby. We got it fixed. What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matta of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matta. Welcome back to the show, folks. We are fresh back from hell. If you missed the intro, I'm going to give you a few seconds to join us and smash that like button. When I tell you back, I came back from hell on earth, folks. Let me roll that intro back just so you can get an idea. This is going to be, if you guys are weak in the stomachs, today is not the stream for you, but and I wasn't even going to play this stuff. And I talked to a few people today and they're like, this is what's happening in America. You have to play it. You have to share this information to show people how broken our society really is and what the Biden administration has done. I'm going to put something on the screen. Be careful. It's going to be very graphic. So watch yourself. This is a young lady. If I had to take a guess, I would say 35 to 40 best at best. You know, she looks a lot older. Those are open wounds in the back of her arms. These people are living in an open air drug hell. And when I say living hell, I mean absolute filth, squalor. These people are not doing drugs. Let me be very clear on this. These are not drugs, America. These drugs are, this is poison. It is causing open wounds in these people's arms. These people aren't doing drugs and accidentally getting recreationally hooked on drugs because they took a few Percocets. These people are injecting trank, dope, fentanyl, and the shit is so potent. I watched a girl shoot up. It was literally like a match. So if you took the head of a match, you can't even see it here on camera. If you took the tip of a match, I crap you not, the tip of a match, and you cut it in half, she had to mix in a line of cocaine that was about that big, right? With a half of a match head of this fentanyl, dope, trank, whatever the hell you call it. And I watched this girl shoot this thing up and she went into la la land, like complete zombie mode, couldn't keep her head up, just obliterated. So I'm going to show you a preview of what you're going to get into. And then I'm going to show you this interview I did with this 22-year-old girl. She was raped and molested at 9 years old. She'll tell this story, and I might mix up the age. It might have been 7 to 14 or 6 to 12, but it was young, and she was raped by a family friend. And her parents found out when she went to school, and she pulled down her pants at school, and she told the boys to put it in her butt. And they called her parents. And that's how her parents found out that she was getting molested. She thought it was normal. She thought she asked the boys if they wanted to play a game at recess and she took off her clothes. So yeah, this is her story. You guys are going to see this. This is the carnage that I filmed. This was just 1 second of Kensington Avenue. Yeah, it's XYL is what they call it. Somebody watching. Yeah, it's xylazine. The xylazine stuff is that trank. No, you're right on that. You're spot on that. But just watch this trailer again. This was just a few minutes. When I say that there are hundreds, I mean thousands. Of these, it's Night of the Living Dead on Kensington and Abernathy. Check this trailer out one more time. Oops, let me restart that. There we go. This is right in front of a cop. It's hell on earth, folks. This girl, we'll never see her again. She's going to be dead, 100%. I made some calls. I started to give, send, go for her, but she was one of the very few that I found in this area. This is Philly. This is North Philly, specifically on Kensington Avenue, and Allegheny is the street. Allegheny is the worst of the worst. Now, you're going to watch this girl do drugs. I interviewed her for about 20 minutes while she's shooting up heroin, or she's shooting up dope and meth. I don't even know. Am I allowed to play this on here, Jeremy? I should ask that. I should really ask that before I play this. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, you watch this girl legit shoot up dope. And this is trank. No, this is just cocaine, I think. This is just cocaine. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I can. Okay. All right. Her name is Lena. She asked to not show her face so that her parents didn't see what she looked like. So I did my best to cover up her face. And here's her story, guys. Good morning, America. We just got back from Philly, and I'm going to tell you a story that's going to break your heart. It's about this young lady. Her name is Lena. She's 22 years old. She was sexually molested from the age of 8 until she was 12 years old. You're going to watch this girl do drugs. She's living on the streets of Philly. Our government has left these poor American citizens to rot in this nasty filth. I'm going to play you a preview of what it was like in Philly. And you're going to watch this girl do some drugs, and you're going to hear her story. I went and created a Give, Send, Go. I've contacted my friends who own a rehab, but the facilities that this girl needs are very, very expensive. That's $20,000 for the first 30 days. So I've started this Give, Send, Go. I don't know if she can be saved. I think she can, but she has no support system. There's nobody coming to look for her. If she died on the streets tomorrow, no one would care. We have innocent Americans dying on the streets because our government has abandoned them. And yet we're giving billions of dollars to Ukraine. This girl could be saved. Here's her story.
So I'm not recording your face. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing right now? Why dope and cocaine? Why not just dope, or why not just cocaine?
Oh, because it like brings you up and down.
What is the high like?
Amazing.
And what is the? I know why guys do this, right? Because this sex is amazing. What is it that girls are chasing on this high? Did you hit one? So what are you trying to do? How do you know if you've hit a vein or not?
When the blood comes in.
So you just keep stabbing yourself over and over until you hit it? Is that the trick?
No, I feel for it.
I see one.
Right
there. Isn't that a big one? That runs right along here?
Right here.
Go right here on the side? Yeah.
I mean,
now if you put your arm down like this, right, and you squeeze, that'll force all the blood to flow into your veins. Okay. Here you go.
Yeah.
Does it hurt to stab yourself?
Yeah.
And you just gotta move it around until you see the blood shoot in there? You had that one. All right. I had a few friends who did this before, so I've seen,
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Now, if you're not in, what happens?
You will hurt yourself. You'll get bubbles, or you get a hot vein.
Now, can you explain the feeling that you're feeling right now?
Come on, I'm not feeling it yet.
Okay.
Okay. Right now.
So she didn't want to be filmed, by the way, so we're keeping her off camera. So you guys understand why.
So I feel like up and down, but like, it's like a euphoric feeling. Like, your whole body just feels like happy.
It feels like heaven?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you just feel like content and happy.
And what, like, how long can you go without it before you start to get really sick?
I could go hours without it.
Hours.
My tongue is not that high. Yeah.
And what is the longest period you have gone without it in the last month?
Well, I just got out of rehab on Friday, so my tolerance is really low.
You just got out of rehab on Friday? How long did you go?
30 days.
You did 30 days clean?
Yeah.
And you got back out and came right out here, huh? Why is that, do you think?
Because I had my subs and I tried to...
Out of Suboxone?
Yeah.
Suboxone is a miracle drug, isn't it?
Yeah, I was doing really good until I got really sick.
Because you ran out of your subs, huh?
Yeah.
How long were you clean for? You were 30 days in rehab, and then how long were you out after rehab? Or how long were you clean after rehab?
2 weeks.
And where were you staying at?
In the street.
In the street?
Yeah.
And that's hard to do sober, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish they just gave me my subs.
Who didn't give you your subs? Why didn't they give you your subs?
Because of my prescription. Even though I got a prescription on my rehab, which is in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get it, but I didn't understand.
So do you think you could stay sober and remain sober if you had, basically, you could go buy Suboxone over the counter at like a Walgreens or a pharmacy?
Yeah, if I had consistent subs, like, I would be clean right now.
You know, there's a lot of people that I talk to that say the same thing.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, why it's so hard to get, like, but, like, it's so easy to get, like...
So they're decriminalizing, basically, heroin and drugs. You can buy them right off the street, right? Like, we're down here, you walked into these houses, how hard was it for you to, like, I mean, when you're walking down these streets here, how easy is it to buy drugs?
It's like going to the store.
Going to the store.
Like, it's really easy.
So it's easier to buy heroin and the cops do absolutely nothing about it?
Yeah. They don't do shit.
The cops don't do shit. So, like, what happens if they saw you shooting up in this car right now? What would they do?
To be honest, like, as long as we're not in a certain area, they wouldn't do anything.
But you can't get Suboxone without a prescription.
Yeah.
So the drugs that'll keep you off the streets and help you save, change your life, they're protected and guarded by the big pharma and the elite government. That's sad.
And, like, I don't understand, like, why I have to, like, intake, like, I have to wait so long. Like, intake should be, like, real easy, like, to do, like, for subs. And then on top of that, like, I already got a prescription for subs, like, at the pharmacy. Like, I don't know why they can't just refill it.
So,
talking about I have to redo my intake and, like, get a clinic and all these other shit.
And can you buy subs off the street?
Yeah, but it's expensive.
What do they sell for?
They're more expensive than heroin. They're like $10 and heroin's $5.
They're $10 for a what milligram? 8?
Yeah, 8 milligrams
sub. It's $10.
For one.
And that'll last you all day though, right?
Well, my prescription was 2 a day.
So. 2 a day. So 16 milligrams a day. So that's $20 a day. How much money are you spending on drugs a day?
I'm not going to lie. Like, it depends how much money I get. Like, usually I spend like $60 to $80.
$60 to $80 a day. So, and how do you make all that money? What is the easiest way to make money down here?
To be honest, I have a lot of people where I boost.
What do you boost?
clothes.
Am I gonna get robbed?
No.
Why wouldn't you rob me?
Because I won't get good karma. They only rob people like that deserve it.
And how do you rob them?
So, like, most of them just nod off and I'll see where they put their money.
No shit.
And my hands, and I'm so quiet and little, like, they don't suspect me. Like, they never suspect me. So I just, like, put my hand in their pocket and
No shit. So note to self.
But, like, they have to have done something to me. Like, because if I just do it, like, just to rob them, like, I definitely will get bad karma. That's what I learned.
So what if somebody came here and picked you up and took you somewhere and gave you an opportunity for a fresh start? Would you take it?
Yeah. Like, if they told me, like, listen, I will help you get financially stable, and I'll be, like, get everything, like, you know what I mean? Because I want to be an entrepreneur. Like, I want to be a business owner.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah. I want to go back to school, too.
And what's stopping you from doing that? Just the life on the streets?
Yeah, I'm myself too.
Why did you start doing drugs in the first place? You're so young, you're 22.
I'm in pain.
You're in pain?
I'm not going to lie, like, I was molested at a young age.
By who?
A babysitter, and then, like, my babysitter's, like, friends.
How old were you?
It was, like, from 7 to, like, 12.
And how old were they?
They were older. They had to be at least in their 40s.
Holy cow.
And, like...
And where were your parents at?
Well, I didn't know it was wrong until, like, they found out because...
Your parents found out?
Yeah, because one time at recess, I took my clothes off and I told the kids at recess, like, the boys, to play the game that the guys were doing to me. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's how everybody found out.
And what was the game?
I took my clothes off. At school, and I told them to, like, put it, like, in my ass. And then when I was saving myself to marriage, and then when I turned 18, I got raped. And then 20 years old, I got raped again. And then 21, I got raped.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. The only person that was, like, helping me through it was my mom, but she died last year.
And what about your dad?
He's around, but he's really sick. And, like, I don't want him to see me like this.
What do they think you do?
They know what I do. They're really, like, sad. And they just, like, don't want me to die.
I don't want you to die either. I think you have a big life ahead of you. But this has to stop right here, right? Do you think you'll be able to stop? How hard would it be to stop if you had a fresh start? And you were born in what state?
New York.
Where at, New York?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. And when did you move here?
We just came to PA when I was 19.
Who is we?
Me and my brothers and my dad.
What do your brothers do?
friends in college. He's doing really good. He has 2 years left.
2 years left in college?
Yeah.
What are you doing there? Just scratching?
Sometimes the cold makes you pick your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I be picking my skin sometimes. Like here.
And what are these marks from?
Like picking.
Picking?
Yeah.
And do they heal and go away after you? You get better?
Yeah, when I get clean. And then here on my foot.
And that's the heroin makes those stay open?
Yeah.
And then what, just like the lack of being able to go to the shower and clean and they get dirty?
No, it's, what's it called? The lack of antibiotics.
Oh, yeah. When was the last time you were able to take a shower?
I took one yesterday.
And how do you shower?
There's only like one or two facilities.
How far away are they?
Salvage Sisters is right there on Allegheny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like not that far from the train. But that's the only one I know.
Can I see your arms? Is that your vein of choice, or is that the easiest one?
No, it's no longer. I can't use it no more.
Oh, it's burnt, huh?
Yeah.
And what'd you do to this finger? You got stabbed? Let me cut you.
Oh, right here. What's it called? A girl, she tried to fight me, and, she pulled out a knife. And I grabbed the knife, but I was so high, like I didn't feel the pain of it, grabbing the knife and shit like that. So I grabbed the knife out of her hand and like we continued fighting. And then she called like four girls afterwards to jump me. And then that's when I realized that a piece of my finger came off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you grabbed the knife and a piece of your finger came off?
Well, I was grabbing the knife.
Yep.
Yeah. And then after I grabbed it from her, after I took it away from her, me and her still kept fighting, so my fingers like open. But when the girls jumped me, they split it like more open.
Holy shit. How many girls were it?
Four. Like, if you're young and pretty out here, like, a lot of people are gonna, like, hate on you and, like, try to make life hard. But, like, you really just gotta, like, keep going.
Are there pimps out here that are trying to pimp you out?
Not really. Most girls, like, trick by themselves.
Really?
Yeah, like, you'll see them, like, mostly at night. Like...
Can you show me...
There's not really pimps out here.
Really? Is it safe to walk around here at night?
Sometimes, like, for a girl, like, my experiences, like, a few times, like, I almost got kidnapped.
What?
They're like, there was a white van with,
No shit.
Yeah, with two, there was four guys in the van, but, only two jumped out. And thank God, what's it called? Thank God the dude was, I was running and the dude, like, seen everything that happened. And his trap house was right there at the corner and it was raining. So, like, they were following me, like, in the van.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, like,
what I was, like, hiding, like, in the corner, like, and hiding from the rain. Like, the dude, like, he gripped me up, but he, like, covered my mouth, so he scared me. But, like, he did it so I don't scream, like, so they know where mm-hmm. we're at. And he took me into the trap house, and he was like, that two girls already got,
disappeared?
Yeah. And then I found out the one girl was found in the trash can.
Oh, my gosh.
And then...
Folks, this is hell. I told you it was a tough story. Makes you want to cry, doesn't it? Made me cry for the first time in 10 years. I couldn't, just knowing that that girl's going to die because we're sending billions to Ukraine and Israel is sad, isn't it? Like our tax dollars, we're paying a government 53% of every penny we make while they allow this, right? The drugs that she's doing right now are being funneled into this country and our government knows it and they're allowing it to happen. The common denominator down here, I'm going to show you, right? The common denominator that you're going to see in South Philly, 75% white, 25% black. These drugs are not designed to get you high. This is poison and it's designed to kill you. And our government knows it and they're allowing it to be shipped across our border. This shit's coming right from the Mexican cartels, right through the open borders, right into Philly, period. And maybe instead of spending billions of dollars around Ukraine, we might want to take a few dollars and I don't know, maybe shut down the branding market. So the drug dealers are so fucking ballsy in Philly that they brand their dope like it's a like you're branding, I don't know, a water bottle or Nike or Lululemon, right? Top left, you see Moon. Bottom left, I think it's a Ucho Blanco or Loco Blanco. And on the right is Bugatti. Bugatti was the drug of the day. So these packs right here are $5 nickel packs. And in that $5 pack, let me show you the other photo. Actually, here it is on the table here. So right over here on the left, in the top left corner, you're going to see a little baggie, right? Like a little plastic bag. They have to take the dope and they have to put the dope inside of this wax paper. And this is actually like a little baggie. It's actually folded up into like a little pack, I guess you could say. I watched the girl put her mouth on the top piece of it where the opening is and kind of just breathe into the bag and it blows it up like a little circle tube, right? Well, they have to wrap it in this wax paper and then stick it inside this plastic bag over here. Because if she puts it in her bra or puts it in her pocket, the drugs are so toxic that if there's a little hole, just a tiny little hole in that bag, it'll seep through the plastic and get into her skin and kill you. Kill you, right? And she called them, I don't know if I have the clip of it, I'll have to find it, but she calls them drug bots, right? Drug bots. And she says, the people out here, they don't have brains. They don't have a soul. They don't talk to you about anything besides drugs, getting drugs, stealing things to get more drugs, selling drugs so that they can get high, or just straight out doing drugs. You're watching junkies shooting up heroin into the neck of another junkie, blood pouring down his arm. The guy's just sitting there stabbing him over and over and over and over again in the neck. Blood's pouring down the guy's neck, and the cops are right across the street watching it, 10, 15 of them, all over this area. They stand there, they do nothing. The rule in Kensington, right, on Kensington and Allegheny Street is if you overdose 5 times in one day, they let you die the 5th time. And what that indicates is that your body is so decomposed and so broke down that you start looking like this girl with open wounds in the back of her arm. So when she falls out 5 times in one day, it's because she's bought a $5 pack of dope like this and it's so strong that the girl in the car said she could get high 5 to 10 times, like full on zombie mode, zonked out of her mind 5 to 10 times a day for $5, right? And they give out these packs. The dope man shows up at 5:30 a.m. and he shows up at 6:30 p.m., right? And they give out testers. And it's like, this is how they advertise their drugs down in Philly, right? So they'll pass out Moon, Locos Blancos, and Bugatti. And you'll know where the trap house is, right? There'll be a line of people. So I got some sources down there now. We should be getting some of this footage in a very short period of time. I don't think they'll see this, but so we had other sources putting on hidden camera glasses and going into the dope houses. So when I tell you we got footage coming for days, that's going to blow your mind. I mean, it's absolutely going to blow your mind. That this is just Philly, right? So we just came back from a three state trip. We went to New York, Philly, and Boston. In New York City, we met up with my boy Carlos, Big Carlos, Carlos Arley, A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O, Carlos Arellano. Took us around. He's the whistleblower that came out to expose that our government was trafficking children. And he's been doing a bunch of undercover work with people like James O'Keefe, Muckrakers, Michael Yon, Redacted. And he's just been breaking story after story. So if there's anybody that you guys should follow, it's Carlos. Well, Carlos ended up staying an extra day because he wasn't able to link up with us in Texas. So he linked up with us and he took me down to Queens and Roosevelt. So I get out and I'm wearing my black Under Armour shirt. You know, I got my black shorts on. I got my mic on. I got my camera in my hand. And we're walking down the street. And you walk down Roosevelt. It looks just like Philly under that bridge. So let me show you some. Well, I'll show you a video here in a minute. But they have what's called the L. It's like a train that runs above the road, right? So you have your road where cars are driving beneath it. And then you have this train. It's not like a complete, like a tunnel, because there's, you know, like there's holes in the train track. So you can still see a little bit of light coming below, but it's kind of like you're in a tunnel, right? Every business in New York and Queen Street is bumping. They got bars, they got massage parlors, they got hair salons, they got, you know, food shops, they got grocery stores, it's like a giant flea market, and the businesses are just in like the sides of the buildings, right? They're built into this long stretch of road, building after building after building. Every 15 feet is a whorehouse. Within 30 minutes of being in Roosevelt and Queens, I could have had sex with a hooker from any ethnicity. Cuban, Asian, Chinese, Mexican, Latino. They had whore shops on every corner. Not even on every corner. They probably had three per block. And you'll see a bunch of cute young girls out there. And one of them will normally have a face mask on. They'll be dressed in skinny, skimpy clothing. And they'll be signing outside of just a door. And behind that door will be like massages, you know, best massage. You could literally go in and sleep with somebody, right? So Carlos got me in. This one Asian girl stops us. She's like, massage, massage, massage. She's probably 30, 25, 30. I don't know, Asian people, it's hard for you to predict their age. She takes me up into this massage parlor, and it's just disgusting, right? It is. They have turned in like an old one-bedroom apartment. I would say it's like an old one-bedroom apartment, and the bedroom is divided like a doctor's office, right, with the curtains. And they have these curtains, and then they have massage beds, and then they have wax paper laid out on them. And they have three rooms like that. So I got some footage. I hope I have my footage from it. I wore the hidden camera glasses inside this facility. So stay tuned over here. Smash that like button, folks. When I tell you, we got a week's worth of stories to break over here. I can't even come close to getting through or explaining how corrupt this is. So me and Carlos walked out for about an hour and kind of got approached, but nothing really, right? I looked too much like a fed. So we went and changed, threw on my gym clothes, had my tattoos, cut off beater on, and cut off gym shirt on. And we went back out there. In 15 minutes, we were approached by every whorehouse we walked by. In 30 minutes, we were able to buy an ID. And that was the main thing I wanted to go to New York. I wanted to buy an ID, and I wanted to show you guys how easy it is to buy an ID. Now, not only did I buy an ID, I got a connection. And not only did I get a connection, I can get a new identity for anybody shipped anywhere in the United States. You want social security cards, you want birth certificates, you want IDs, you want anything, state IDs, driver's license, you name it, I can get it manufactured for you. And I got the plug, and I'll prove it. So this is, so I wasn't sure, right? Because I didn't want to sound like a fed till I got back. I didn't want to sound like a fed at all, but I wanted to, I didn't want to push my boundaries, right? I didn't want to hit him up like right then and there after I bought the ID from him and pitch him. Can I order these? Cause that's what I wanted to know. I want to know, how hard is it going to be for the Democratic Party to rig the election? How hard is it to buy an ID? What do you think, folks? Is it going to be hard? Not hard? Well, let me know what you think. Sorry, I'm trying to airdrop this photo over here, so I can show you this screenshot of this text message. Okay, here it is. Bingo, right? So this is my man T, my fake ID hook. I said, hey, what's up, homie? Can you get other docs besides IDs? Also, can you mail them, right? Because I wanted to make sure I could get them mailed anywhere in the United States. And I said, I'll pay you for shipping and pay in advance for the first one. So if you don't ship it and you rob me, I'll be out the one-time loss of $125. But if you actually send it, I can move hundreds, if not thousands of these. So let me know. Yeah, sure. But AMA have to change what I did last time and extra for the shipping, right? And what he means by that is I bought a fake ID and he asked me, they have two kinds in New York. So you can get the hybrids or you can get the regular ID. And at first I was like, oh, I'll get the hybrid. I was like, how much is that? He's like, oh, it's $150. And I'm like, well, I'm just doing this for show. I have no use for the ID. I'm like, I know it. Just give me the regular one. And he's like, all right. And he comes back and he had got the hybrid one. So he had to be 150. I'm like, 150. I told you to give me the $100 one. He's like, oh man, I thought you said, I said I did. But then I told you, no, just give me the regular one instead for 100. And you said, okay. And I go, how about 120? He goes, all right, I'll take it. Took it for 120. So smash that like button, folks. We're going to be bringing you guys story after story after story. Let's take a trip down. Oh, and then we found this 9,000 person migrant hotel. We went and filmed at what's that field? So many places, so many migrant camps. There's 200 migrant camps in NYC. I met Viral News NYC. So if you guys ever watched the footage of like all the migrants getting off the buses in New York, all of the best migrant footage in New York comes from Viral News NYC. We were at 1 a.m. rolling around New York, filming outside of these migrant hotels. And Viral News NYC is because he just films what's happening and he posts the video and just says, you know, line of migrants outside the migrant hotel, estimate of, you know, 2,000 or whatever it is. He just captures and comments on what he's actually seeing. He doesn't say Mayor Adams is a traitor. He doesn't say the cops suck. He doesn't say this is treason. He just films it and posts it online for people to take and use and share it and show the world, right? So he has a really, really good relationship with the New York Police Department, like really, really good. So me and JJ, we couldn't park anywhere. It's hard to park. Went with Viral News NYC and we're literally parking this van in the middle of, basically in the middle of the road in Times Square. And like, we're just out in the middle of the road and the cops are just letting us be there. The cops are talking to him, coming up, giving him a high five. You can't even get with a camera within 10 feet of a migrant hotel before they're basically trying to run you off. We are out there having conversations with the migrants outside of the Roosevelt Hotel. They're following me on YouTube. Yeah, that's the connections that this guy has. So when I tell you guys are in for some treats, you're in for some treats. I want to show you what it looks like around Philly. And, okay, yeah. So the video I showed you was after I met Lena. This is how I met Lena. So I wasn't sure if I could drive and how bad it was, right? So I spent about 3 hours just like getting my wits about me. I wanted to drive through the side streets. I wanted to put the GoPros in the window. I wanted to capture as much footage because I didn't have a contact at that time, right? So I had one, but I ended up getting to Philly a day early. And Sergeant Mark, who used to be on the SWAT team down there and used to kick in the dope dealers' doors, he was going to give me a tour around Philly, but I ended up getting there early and it was Father's Day. So he's like, man, I totally forgot it was Father's Day. I'm sorry, but I can meet up with you later. I was like, all right. So I'm in Philly for about 14 hours roughly before I had a source, right? So I'm like, I'm not going to waste this time. I'm going to drive around. I'm going to scout the area first. Make sure I know which roads are bad. Make sure I know which roads are blocked so I don't try to like take off and like turn down a one way and get stuck by a blocked car that's parking the road or anything crazy, right? So I spent about 2 hours driving around, scoping out the area. And then finally, when I made one loop back down Kensington Avenue, the cops were taking out those like metal bike racks to like block off the road and they had a section of the road blocked off. Thought it was weird. I didn't see why, but it was because there was an ambulance there that was taking somebody out or some reason that they had the road blocked off. I thought they were shutting it down, but he let me drive through it. And when I pulled up to the first barrier, there was a line of traffic. So I stopped and I talked to the cop. I said, hey man, is it by chance? All right. I'm a documentary filmmaker. Can I get out of my car and film here? He's like, oh yeah, basically like, it's no big deal, man. Absolutely. Like no big deal. And I'm looking around me, like I'm watching dudes shooting up dope into their neck across the street, man. I think I should get a second opinion. So I drove down through that barrier, hit the next barrier and got stopped again. And there was more cops there. So I stopped and asked those cops. I said, hey, is it safe to get out here? And the cop's like, absolutely, man. Park right over there. You'll be right by us. I'm like, well, can I get out with like actually like my camera? He's like, oh yeah, people are down here filming documentaries all the time. Like it was no big deal. Film anywhere you want, do whatever you want. You got nothing to worry about. I definitely didn't feel that way, but here's how it went down. And then this is where I'm going to meet Lena. She had just gotten kicked out of a car. She went to the mall. They went boosting. And the guy that she went boosting with wanted to take more than his fair share of the shit that she stole. So she got into a fight. She got kicked out of his car. And she was had her bags all over the place. And she didn't want to be filmed. So I kind of keep some of this off. But you can get the idea. You'll be able to see what's going on there. And she just had her stuff everywhere. Needles all over. Drugs all over. All over the ground on the sidewalk right in front of the cops. And she's picking up her needles and her spoons and her crack pipes and putting it all in her backpack and talking to herself. And I'm just watching the cops sit there like it's all right. It's okay. No big deal. Just drugs. You guys closing the street down? No? How, I'm filming a documentary. If I park down here, what do you think? Okay.
Careful. Don't go too far away from the car. Don't leave anything out of sight.
Got you.
Value and,
appreciate you. Thank you, man. God bless. Thank you guys for your service.
Hey, we'll just get out and film for a second. Hey, we got police behind us. So we're down here in Philly. We're here at the crux of this, All right, folks, supposedly I'm safe down here, they said. Cops did, so I'm gonna take a walk down here. You guys can see it's like just disgusting. Like right here by my feet, there's fucking needles. Ugh. Trash all over the place. Crazy, crazy, crazy world we live. This is a third fucking world down here.
What's that?
So this is a third fucking world.
These are the cops.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
What the fuck?
This ain't nothing.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
You should have seen it before.
What was it before? We were.
You gotta go to Allegheny. That's where you gotta go.
So here in Allegheny, there's lots of people shooting up right here on that way.
Cops are telling me they're shooting up. Listen, you hear that?
They moved them from here and they cleared this in. But Allegheny Avenue, it's if you go up there.
Oh, where's it?
Oh my God, yeah. Go there right now. There's people all over.
Oh, fuck.
So, I'm gonna give it a shot. We're gonna tour up and down here, see what we can't film, see what we can't document. So, they say that if we go this way, it's a lot worse towards Kingston Avenue. So, I'm gonna give it a shot, walk down here. We got helicopters all over the place. This is it, folks. This is the heart of the weaponized migration. Hi, how are you? The cops. I'm not sure what the cops are doing here. They got a barricade going on. Not really sure exactly why. This is the heart of the city. I must feel like I should pay some girl to be my tour guide, but maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that. Over here, looks like she's having a hell of a time. How you guys doing? Good. Hello. You okay?
No.
What's the matter?
This dude tried to lock me in his car and take all my shit.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Why did he try to take your stuff?
Because he's a fiend and he wants my shit to sell.
Can I, are you interested in making a couple dollars?
For what?
You want to give me a tour around the city?
How much are you getting?
What do you want? I just want to walk, what is it, Kingston Avenue? Or, no, the other one. Start with an A.
Allegheny?
Yes. I just want to walk up and down Allegheny one time. What would you charge me for that?
You want to buy something off me?
What do you got?
Clothes.
clothes? No clothes.
Okay. I mean, I just need $20. That's what I was
I'll give you $20 if you walk with me. All right, let's do it.
You gotta record me?
I don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay, that's fine. What do you want me to tell you?
So tell me a little bit about, like, what's going on around the city. Like, you want me to carry one of those for you, ma'am? Yeah.
I'm Lena.
Lena? I'm Ryan. Pleasure to meet you.
I already got recorded, so, like, I don't really want to, because I'm from Morocco.
Yep.
And I don't, like, want my family to see me like that.
Oh, you got it, girl. I'll put the camera on me.
Okay.
You can see, so that's why it's pointing that way.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, what do you want me to...
So just tell me about, like, what's going on around this city. Is it really crime-ridden area, or?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel safe out?
They were shooting at the bar literally this morning, 2 a.m.
Really? Where's that at?
I'll show you right now.
How many shootings are there around here throughout the day?
It depends on what side you're on. If you're on Allegheny, like, maybe like one or two, but they hide it with fireworks.
Yep. And are these what are the drugs that everybody's doing? Oh, you don't want somebody to see you?
I don't want you. No, it's okay. The main drug is a tranquilizer.
And how much does that go for?
Like, it depends. There's $5 and
$10
bags. Okay. Folks, hold that thought really quick. Smash that like button for us, folks. You're never going to find this content on the mainstream media. LFA TV is going to be the only place that is actually out here in these streets breaking these stories. So please smash that like button for us. And let me let you in on our first sponsor today. Folks, they call them debt traps. And those debt traps that you're caught in, yeah, they're not your fault. But lucky for you, the folks at Done With Debt are expert specialists at getting you out of debt. You know, these debt traps, you didn't cause inflation. They're not your fault. You didn't cause credit card companies to jack up their interest rates, and you sure as heck didn't cause Bidenomics. So these debt traps will destroy your life if you don't get out now. And the only company that I trust is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out other loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. Couldn't be easier. Get a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt easier than you've ever thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. Folks, that is donewithdebt.com. Next up, we have Insurity Financial Services, folks. Go to Insurity Financial Services today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation today. With life insurance, your health buys the policy and your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule today and get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every solution. And up next is our boys over at Ammo Squared, folks. The folks over at Ammo Squared are going to hook you up. It is literally a 401k account for your ammo. If you click over here on the ammo tab, AmmoSquared.com helps you stay stocked up on ammunition. It'll store it for free, and they ship it to you anywhere in the United States in 1 to 2 business days. They were started in 2015. They have over 30,000 customers across the globe, and it's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. You pick your caliber, you select your budget, you select your shipping trigger, you set it and forget it, folks. You literally get the DCA and use it as like a 401k account for your ammo. So swing over to AmmoSquared.com and show our sponsors over here some love. And if you guys get time, you guys can support us directly on LFA TV by dropping those super chats in the live chat. We graciously appreciate it and it helps us keep the lights on over here. And if you guys want to support us over here at Meta Fact, you guys can go to mypillow.com/Meta, or if you guys want to stack some Bitcoin. And guess who gave JJ advice to put it all into Bitcoin this weekend? You'll never guess. Colonel McGregor. We did a sit down interview with Colonel McGregor. Those trailers will be coming very, very soon, folks. So stay tuned. Smash that like button. Let's get back into it. Where were we at on that one? Where do we go? I got to figure out where I put that video at. That's not it. How do I lose so many things with so few? There it is. All right, we're getting back into it. Smash that like button, please, and thank you. And does that get you, how long does that last?
I don't do it no more, but I used to. It depends how high your tolerance is.
Really?
If your tolerance is really high, it will only last you a couple hours. If your tolerance is really low, it might last you a day. But no more than a day.
And do you sell it or just?
No, I don't sell it. I sell clothes.
How do you get them?
My friend gives them to me, or like my man gives them to me. Like, they're mostly brand new clothes.
Is that how you guys make money out here?
Yeah, like.
Is there any real jobs out here?
No, most people hustle. I mean, I'm getting a real job. I'm gonna work in a salon, but people.
In a salon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, people out here, like, they boost. And the stores actually buy the stuff that the people steal from them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, the stores buy back the shit? I'm pointing the camera this way, so yeah, it's not on you.
But don't quote me.
You don't have to worry about any of that.
Right.
I'm a reporter, so.
But.
I never give away my sources.
Right. But yeah, they do that. That's crazy, right? But. Also, so, oh yeah, see that bar?
Yep.
Bar down there.
That was where the shooting was?
Yeah. The guy came in and he just started shooting inside.
No way. Now, will this this will take us back to where we came from, right?
Yeah, or.
You want to go up and then go around?
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Sounds good.
There was a shooting yesterday on this side, on G Street.
Yep.
I forget what happened. I don't know why they were shooting. Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
And where are you from? Morocco?
I'm from New York.
New York? I was just in New York.
Yeah.
I was in New York yesterday.
Yeah.
What brought you out to Philly?
Basically, like, something happened to me, and, the guy got out on bail, and, what's it called, like, they wanted me to be safe for trial, you know?
Yep.
So he don't do nothing to me.
Wow. And,
yeah, so they brought me out here, but the lady that I was with, she was, like, kind of, like, not good for me. So then when I came out of rehab, like, they were supposed to place me. They were supposed to place me in housing.
And they didn't do it?
When I got to the place, they're telling me, oh, it's full, even though we did a three-way call. Like, oh, like, you know? And that's
so
what
shitty.
The new mayor, like, is doing with, like, these people, like, they're not housing them. Like, they're trying to, like, damn, you good?
Dude fell out right in front of us.
Like, they're, like, trying to push everybody out, but, like, they're not giving, like, nobody, like, anywhere to stay.
You want to go back to the same way we came?
Yeah, we could. You want to turn out or you want to turn around?
Whatever way you think is best.
I mean, we can turn like this.
Yeah,
way.
Let's do it. So I greatly appreciate your time. So what do you do for fun out here?
There's nothing really to do except get high.
What do you get high on?
Cocaine. I just sniff it.
I just sniff it.
Can you
now
get
I
since I first
it.
Met her?
Before I used to shoot it, but now I can't. No, I'm good.
So this, so where that cut is there, she wanted to go. We turned down a street where she wanted to go buy her drugs at, right? So I'm out there and I got my mic on me here. I'm carrying her duffel bag and I got it by the handle, but I got my GoPro on the selfie stick with it tilted up. So I'm carrying the duffel bag, but the selfie stick is laying on the duffel bag with the camera pointing up, right? So she's like, I want to go to my guy's house. We're going to go down this street. We turn down that street. And she's like, make sure you got your camera stuff away. So I kind of just, she walked on the right side of the road. I walked on the left side of the road, but she was still with me. They saw us coming, right? And I didn't realize I still had the mic on my shirt. And they told me, they pointed out, what's that, right? And then they got into a little thing. And then she tried to rip the money out of their hand. And yeah, they got into an altercation. So now she's all upset. But we're running out of time, folks. We're running out of time over here on LFA. We'll go for one more second. Oh, well, let me let you in on Needle Park, Karen. So the park where all the junkies shoot up there is called Needle Park. We had an altercation with Needle Karen. JJ did. So Take a look at this one, folks. This is Needle Karen. There's a Karen everywhere. We found her.
There's nothing worse than a crazy, woke liberal. Just go on. Keep keep ministering.
Your hair.
Because you use woke terms.
Why are you holding that stupid thing near me without my consent?
I don't need your. It's America. This is a sidewalk.
You can leave. It's called. Go.
User
go.
Gross.
Let's go. Yeah.
What's
let's
your
go.
Name?
We're going to
the problem. Why don't you tell me your name since you want to film everybody else? You're here in Kensington. Where are you from? What's your name?
Listen,
JJ, come on. It's not
I know,
worth it.
I know.
No, it's fine. I got
it's
you.
Okay.
Because you want to come here and you want to exploit my neighborhood and my friends.
You're doing a great job, Karen. Keep going. Keep going. Karen, you're doing a great job.
Oh, you're paying.
You're doing.
Right?
You're doing. You're doing a great job, Karen. Keep it up. Your neighborhood looks great. You've done well. You've done well, Karen. Keep coloring your hair multiple colors.
You're a piece of shit.
Can you get that all on tape?
Yeah.
That's all I needed. She's on. She's on what's called white guilt.
She is, for sure.
It's called white guilt.
Folks, this is treason. Billy C over here in the live chat says every single politician should be in prison. Look at what I just showed you, folks. This is hell on earth. If you were to say, you know what? Every single politician that is found guilty of treason should be dropped off at Kensington and Abagnale. We should wall in that perimeter and lock them in this zombie apocalypse until they're on the corner there, shooting dope into their neck and overdosing and falling out. And we'll make the rule, we'll change the rule down there to if you fall out, if you overdose five times, they don't bring you back to life. That is the rule. So once the politicians that have committed treason look like this girl, we'll consider their sentence served. They would never do that. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. You would never subject your worst enemy to these living conditions. And meanwhile, the people that own our government are robbing you blind. And they're looting the treasury. And we have innocent American citizens who have been dealt a bad card, made a few bad decisions, who are being left on the streets homeless to die while we send billions and billions and billions, $4 billion to Israel, $7 billion to Ukraine, $10 billion to Israel, $50 billion to Ukraine. When is enough enough, folks? Not a gosh damn penny should be sent to any country besides America until every single street in America is spotless. Because we can't go through this again, folks. If you guys just missed the show today, do us a huge favor. Smash that like button. I'm going to let you guys in on the trailer one last time before we take off. So if you missed the show today, you can see what we experienced down in Kensington. I suggest going back and rewatching the show if you get time. But up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We got people like Sean Farish, Jeremy Harold, Mike Crispy, the legendary Will Johnson himself, Sean Farish, and more, folks. So please smash that like button, share this content, let everybody know we are live, and we are going to be breaking stories. This was just the start. I didn't get home till 1 in the morning last night. I've been up at since 7 editing. We got a ton of stuff to get through. I got my little man this weekend, but we're going to keep pumping out the content. And for the next week over here on LFA TV, we're going to be breaking more stories in the mainstream media. We're going to be breaking them all. So come join us. God bless you guys. Peace.
Run.